Sky Cinema original.
Do you remember the night we met?
Based on the true story behind Ted Bundy.
This is all gonna end.
It's only gonna end with the truth.
America's most notorious serial killer.
This case is about catching a monster.
Starring Zac Efron, Lily Collins, Kaya Scodelario, and John Malkovich.
Promise you'll never leave me.
Did you do these things, Ted?
Extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile. In cinemas and on Sky Cinema May 3rd.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors. The Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Erin McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hot dang! It's Jessica Dang.
Lisa Wallant. Now that's what I call Wallentainment.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good. Jamie, she has no last namey.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay?
Christy Wowerty Dowerty.
Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Hit a homer with Jeffrey Bomer. Hannah, God, I love that banana. Anderson.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Lulu Simon. Sue Sue Studio.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
We love you guys.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast about all that crap we love to talk about on Ye Olde Bravs. I'm Ronnie Karam. I'm also on the Rose Freaks Bachelor podcast, which comes back next month. And here I am with Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewives of Kitchen Island on YouTube. Hello, Ben.
Hello, Ronnie.
What's up, babe?
Hey, nothing much. Just, you know, it's Tuesday, talking in an Australian accent for no good reason.
Yep. We are going to be doing our Winter is Crappening podcast through the end of Game of Thrones season, so go check that out. Go subscribe to Winter is Crappening if you like Game of Thrones, told in Ramona voice, okay? Also, we're still touring all around the country, so come out and see us. We just added tickets for Nashville. Those are going on sale soon, so go get them. Go get some tickets. Also, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, Irvine. Irvine's next month. Irvine's coming right up, so get your asses to Orange County. Never know who's going to come. We don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know if anybody's going to come. Maybe nobody. Who knows?
So far, actually, we've sold a large number of tickets in Irvine. So, yeah.
I mean, someone famous, okay?
Oh, I thought you meant, like, people coming to the audience.
No, people are definitely coming.
Maybe
to
we
the
can
audience.
Get Gretchen Rossi to show off her Gretchen Rossi handbags.
Oh, God. And then, so that's going to be in Irvine. We're going to cover the first episode of Southern Charm, Original Flavored. Yeah. And there's new t-shirts up. They're all about the rosé and straight to the rosé. So go get your summer shirts, limited time only, over at crappensmerch.com. That is it. I'm done.
And by the way, when Ronnie said the first episode of Southern Charm, he meant of the new season. Not the first ever.
Right.
Because we did that.
Yes. Yes, that is premiere week, so we will be doing that because that's when it's on. Go figure.
Yes, and
crazy?
Then our bonus episode, which will be up after this podcast, because honesty alert, I forgot to post it today, is going to be a preview of the Below Deck Med. So, it's gonna be a trailer breakdown. We had a lot of fun with that, so look forward to that. That's on Patreon.
Lots of new hot guys, some gayness, Gatorade.
Some honey face. A lot
some
of
haterade
honey face.
Gatorade.
Yeah.
A new French lady
chef.
Who's homophobic and mean to homophobes. I mean, she's mean
homophobes.
To homos.
Yeah. She's like, no homo. No homo.
Yeah. She's like, no homo. Because she's French.
Bonjour. Pas de homo. Pas de homo.
But today, we're here with Vanderpump Rules. Very big episode because it's almost over. Thank the Lord. I feel like I prayed on Easter and finally he listened to me. This season needs to end. I'm sick of it. Although, damn, I really love talking about it the next day. And really, I love watching it too. I crack up the whole time
I still
I'm
love
watching
it. I still love it. But what I don't love is the Brittany and Jack's love story. That's just, it's just not for me. And it makes me sad that this is how we're going to be like closing out the season, is with Brittany just like orgasming over wedding dresses and flowers. I don't know. It's
a
just
a flower
it's
in a jar much. Or whatever. Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Beauty
come
and
on.
The beast. Beauty and the yeast. Okay.
Yeah,
where do you think that's yeast. Coming from, Brittany? Jax, why are you marrying the yeast infection? Nobody, don't marry your yeast infection, people.
See, here's the problem with Brittany is that she does believe in fairy tales. And so she does believe she's the beauty and she's marrying the beast and that she's going to transform the beast. But guess what? Sometimes the beast is just a beast.
Yeah. The beasts don't really transform in real life, okay? Disney has fucked over everybody. And there's a reason that Disney kills off every parent at the beginning of the movie, because there's no one to be like, don't date your yeast infection, okay?
Yeah, because you need to have probably, like, if, you know, when a parent is, like, the point is this. The beast is not going to work out. It's not going to work out. Honestly, yeah. I think it barely even worked out for Belle. I'm not even sure the beast really transformed. I think at by the end of Beauty and the Beast, she's just like on crazy from living in a castle. So she's now like convinced herself that the beast is this hot dude. But honestly, he's still probably a beast. And honestly, I thought there were some other options for her. So
yeah, that bitch is delusional. I mean, she's talking to plates. Okay.
She's talking to fucking plates. She's walking around the town square saying hello to everyone, annoying everyone.
Except Brittany wouldn't be doing it holding books. You know, that's what really bothers me about the Beauty and the Beast analogy. Brittany, you don't read, okay, Belle? It's very specific that Belle is obsessed with books, okay?
Well, Brittany would be holding sir menus. Hi, hello, bonjour, hello.
Bonjour. Patagonia.
Yeah, no one can stand Belle, honestly, in that town. Honestly, I actually think it was probably a conspiracy to get her in that castle. I think they were just like, can we just get rid of Belle? She annoys us. We just want to do our chores in the morning. Like, I live a hard life. I don't make a lot of money. I have issues with my peasant husband. I think he's cheating on me with a wench. And now I've got this girl. Every single morning, the first thing I've got to do before I have my coffee is I got to see this girl walk through town and say, hello.
Ugh, and you know that there's this guy in my neighborhood, and he always looks at the ground, but I made the mistake of saying hi, because I'm kind of Belle. You know, I'm like, ha, ha, ha. And I said hi, and this is why I don't say hi in public anymore, because he's like, hi, how are you? What are you doing? What is going on with you? Like, he's kind of an odd guy, you know? Mm-hmm. And I was like, I'm never saying hello again. And I feel like that's Brittany walking up the street. She says hi, and you're tempted to say hi back. But then the second you do, she doesn't shut up about anything, you know? And you're stuck there on the street all day, and your dog's probably, you know, eating weeds or whatever the hell, standing there bored.
Exactly. She's like, ha ha. And you're like, finally say hello. And she's like, well, I'm getting married to Jackson such. And like, I know he's a beast, but I think I could transform him because I'm talking to a dish. And the dish is talking to like a teapot. And the teapot actually has a kid. And then we were all talking together. And we're all but like, I think it's going to be a good wedding. And I was like, but I got an ulcer. I can't have any tequila or any citrus unless I have a very little mint. So that's what's going on with me.
You're like, oh my God, why? Why did I even say hello to this woman?
I know I don't know you very well, but you want to come to my wedding? It's like, oh God. Then you're buying gifts for some rando on the street.
Wasn't who is Gaston in this metaphor?
Gaston
he's
was
the bad
the
guy,
hot,
right?
No one cooks like Gaston. No one something like Gaston. No one.
I always thought Gaston was hot.
Like
I'm sorry.
Something Gaston. Yeah, Gaston's fine, but you know what? She's really marrying Gaston. That's the thing.
Oh,
she
wait.
Thinks she's marrying the beast. She's actually sensitive inside. You know, just marrying someone with a hairy back doesn't mean you're marrying a beast. Okay, Brittany, you're marrying Gaston, the biggest douchebag on that show.
Exactly. Congratulations. Your beast turned into Gaston.
Yeah, he's like friends with a little donkey, isn't he? Am I getting my Disney cartoons messed
Shrek
up?
Shrek now. You know, the thing is, I haven't watched Beauty and the Beast in about like 20 years. And when I did see it was in French class. And so it was all dubbed over in French. So I think I missed a lot of it. All I know is that she wound up in a castle with a furry guy talking to flatware. She wound up talking to like basically the home department of Macy's.
Okay.
She walks through Macy's and is like, oh, my friends are here.
Obviously, we were triggered by Brittany.
You're really triggered by those bell jars.
Okay. I was, you know, those roses probably wanted to kill themselves. Those roses are just shielding themselves from Jax's breath. Like they're changing the plot of the entire Beauty and the Beast, and I'm not happy with it.
Well, Vanderpump Rules opens up, unfortunately, not with a song by Alan Menken, but by Trixie Menkenicle, and it's like, stronger than you think I am, I ain't no holding back.
I ain't throwing shade. I ain't got time for that. Like, this song needs a through line.
Yeah, like, are we really here for your strength? Or are we here for your busyness?
Like, so Ariana and Tom are at the bar. Ariana has to work, and she's like, I guess I'll get ice. And he's like, yeah, like, I would help you, but I'm not an employee anymore, dude, bro.
She's like, I know, you've been saying that all week long with everything.
And you
like,
know,
hey,
he
Tom, could you pass
there.
Me a glass from the credenza? I would, but I don't work here anymore.
Sorry, bro. Except for Tequila Tuesdays, dude.
Yeah. And so, they're getting ready for Billy Lee's brunch. And Lisa enters in, like, a black, like, pantsuit with a big old pussy bow. Like, her biggest pussy bow ever. I just feel like we need to have an intervention with Lisa, okay? Stop with this look. I cannot stand her pantsuit pussy bow look. It drives me nuts. I know that you are, like, the boss. And this is my boss apparel. But you can still be the boss and, like, not look this ridiculous every single week. It just drives me nuts.
Oh, my God. Are you going to turn against Lisa Vanderpump, too, today? Everyone's
no,
turning
just her
on
fashion.
Vanderpump today.
Just her
Go
fashion.
Ahead.
I'm sorry. I cannot deal with the business suit and the pussy bow anymore.
And you've
okay?
done it in my place of business, envelopes, paperwork.
No, I can't. And it's not like, and it's not an issue of like, oh, she's a woman, she needs to dress more feminine. It's not that. It's just, it's so fuddy-duddy. There's just too much fuddy-duddiness going on with this look. You're Lisa Vanderpump. You need to come in with glamour, not fuddy-duddiness.
Well, it's Billy Lee's Brunch with Billy Day, and I love that they have a Brunch with Billy Day and still barely show Billy Lee.
Yeah.
Poor Billy Lee just cannot win, okay? No, she's not going to win anything on this season.
Billy Lee, there was an article this week where Billy Lee says that she had sex with a ghost.
Oh, it's like she had sex with Carl from Summer House. She's who's having sex with Carl on the weekdays while he's ghosting, what's her buns, Paige.
Paige.
Paige, I had sex with a ghost. Oh, Lord. Yeah. So, LVP is like, hello, darling, he's like, what about your rascal of a partner giving me money in a briefcase? Who does that, you little rascals?
Yeah, she's like, all I'm saying is, all I was telling him is, don't give me one of your crummy rubber checks, rubber, because it bounced.
And Ariana's pissed like, off.
She's like,
yeah, and Ariana and Stassi made a couple of comments at the Crappy Awards that we were like, what the hell?
Did.
Now they're mad at Vanderpump.
They really did.
And we didn't really ask them why because, frankly, I don't want to know. You know, I don't want to be spoiled on a mystery. And I really don't want to be spoiled on Vanderpump Rules. You know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't really help me knowing things in advance.
And it also, like she's their, technically, she's their boss. So, like, to hear that employees don't like their boss is, like, not surprising to me. So I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't feel like I had to probe for anything.
Yeah, but now we're seeing, this episode, we're seeing what they were talking about. Because Ariana's like, I've always respected Vanderpump as a businesswoman, but the way she treats the Toms lately, and then we see her basically treating them like she treats them. But
yeah.
I'm like, giving you an opportunity. What are you doing? Get your head out of the clouds, little girl. You know,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
I think that's
that, like,
her whole shtick is like they're like little rascals and only Lisa can keep them in check.
Yeah, I think that like as abusive overlords go, I mean, from what I hear, Amy Klobuchar is much worse.
Or hell, Chef Penny. Let Chef Penny have her go at them, okay? I was more terrified of the lady who was helping them invent drinks.
Yeah.
What's her
name?
Oh,
look, we have a cameo appearance from Dominique. Okay, okay.
Hi.
And the Shuma way. So now I'm all distracted.
She's like, I've always respected her, but I'm really getting pissed off with how she treats them. Like, they're dopes, okay? Tell me what they did to just be handed a restaurant. I'm sorry. I'm glad they got it. I think they're very nice people. I'm glad they're getting their 5% in 20 years or whenever that kicks in.
Yeah.
But these guys were just handed a restaurant, and it's branding, and they're supposed to be the two dopes. Like, that's kind of the
brand.
It's like,
what
is Mickey Mouse going to suddenly, like, stop hugging people and get his own room and never come out at Disneyland? No. He's Mickey Mouse, okay?
Let me tell you something. I'll tell you what they did, okay? They both were named Tom, and they became friends with each other.
Huge.
It's a huge
case
thing.
And point, as Lindsay would say.
Yeah.
Case and point.
So she's getting super pissed, and I do get where she's coming from as far as the, like, how does it help you to constantly criticize your business partners?
Yeah.
I do get that, but it's criticizing them in the way, like, oh, you cute, dumb little thing, I'll help you.
Yeah.
You broken little idiot.
It's just, like, British humor.
It's British humor.
British humor. So, Tom... So then Tom tells Lisa, he's like, oh, dude, James really wanted to talk to you. And Lisa's like, oh, my God, James always wants to talk to me. How many conversations do I have to have with that idiot Koopa Troopa cart?
Let me guess. He wants his job back. she's like, yes, well, I'm sure that everyone at Sir would love James Kennedy Dennedy to have his job back. Because they make money. But this is about James learning a lesson.
Yes. Like we all had to learn a lesson. That Nick Elaine is a true maestro. Look around you, TikTok clocks. So Lisa's like, she's like, I'm like the therapist. I'm like a therapist here. I should have a couch. And then just cuts to Ariana just scowling at her like, die. Get out of here.
So then the next song is, I'm falling in too deep. I'm falling in too deep.
Oh, I thought it was I'm falling into me. No, my version's way too poetic.
Yeah, that has way too much hidden meaning. This is like literally falling. You know, Britney, I'm falling in too deep. I can't swim in the deep.
I fell into the pool.
It's like she's just drowning in Diablo sauce from Taco Bell.
She's going to wear little swimmies to her wedding, like under her veil.
I got my swimmies on in case I fall in too deep again.
Little floaties.
Yeah, little floaties.
Hey, Jax bought me floaties again.
Now I can take a bath.
So, yeah.
The only boobs that don't float. Because you know that Jax filled those with like rubber cement to get an Instagram discount, you know. That's why she's afraid of the deep end.
Much like Tom Schwartz's Jax rubber bouncy bounce.
So Brittany and Jax are getting ready because the entire family's coming over. For this bridal. This isn't a bridal shower, right?
Engagement party. At the end of the seventh day.
They're getting ready for the engagement party, but then later Brittany has a bridal something. I don't know. It's like a bridal brunch.
Like a. I mean, you know, Brittany, she is one of these, like, monster brides who's just going to make an event for every single
day.
Aspect. Every corner.
Day.
Oh, this is my bridal breakfast. We're going to have a bridal breakfast. Oh, but this is different from the bridal pancake breakfast, because that's for pancakes. This is just general breakfast foods.
Yeah. Hey, Brittany, you want to go to Chipotle? Bridal Chipotle! I'm in. I'll have the bridal bowl, please. It's like,
I'm saying she's a monster not because she's mean, but because she is going to, like, tie up your entire social calendar because every week it's going to be something else. I think she's already had two bridal showers, actually. She posted on Instagram this weekend, off to bridal shower number one. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I think like one bridal shower is already too much. And I know some people love bridal showers.
Well, she gets like a million of them because she's getting a bunch of sponsored ones too, where brands are like, we're going to throw you a bridal shower for Cynthia Bailey's Peach Bellini or whatever.
I know that.
And so they go and they get paid to go. I mean, if anyone's wondering why Britney's marrying this idiot, it's because she's getting paid to go to like 90,000 bridal showers or bridal parties or whatever.
Well, and also he's the ultimate fixer-upper. So anyway, Brittany and Jax were in their apartment, and family members start to show up. So first, Jax's sister Jenny shows up with her husband Patrick, and then Brittany's family arrives. We got Sherry, our old friend Sherry, who, if I remember correctly, was not wearing her signature white lipstick. It's too bad.
Wow.
I got used to that. Yeah.
You know, it looks like someone in this family learns things.
I know. We saw Mama, and there was Don and Linda and Militia. Remember last week? We're like, who's Militia?
You're going to have a wedding with someone named Militia and someone named Stassi at your wedding. Like, is there
is there a Gestapo?
Yeah. Is there a firing squad that you're friends with by any chance?
Is there Hunta? Is Hunta coming? It's Phnom Penh. Okay. So
Jax is telling us about his sister. He's like, my sister is important to me. Like, she'll give you the sweater off her back, like literally. And then they show a picture of them as kids. And it looks like he stole her hockey sweater. It's like he's wearing a big sweater. And I'm like, Jax probably literally did steal sweaters from his sister.
I mean, where do you think he got the inventory for his chunky sweater line? He just went to his sister's closet. That's all he only sold four.
And then we get the most touching scene we've had all season. Jax is like, that's my dad's fireball bottle. Every time I take a shot from this fireball bottle, I think of my dad. I'm like, okay, you're officially overplaying your hand at this point. When you're sharpening fireball bottles, you've overplayed, sir.
Yes, yes, exactly. So then Brittany, of course, is just all excited. She's like, I'm so happy that my family's here for the engagement party. I'm hashtag blessed. I was like, please just, can you just like log on to thenot.com and not come back until it's your wedding? Because I know like she goes up, you know that Jax probably has to pry her away. She's like, wait, one more page, one more article. I want to read about flower arrangements.
So she's telling us, I love my family life so much, Judge. Oh, look at that. That's baby Presley. And I'm like, oh my God, this family even names their kids after wife beaters. Come on. Well.
Oh, my goodness. I thought
Elvis
it was
Presley. That the look it up. Google it.
I personally interpreted it as named after cast members of The Naked Gun. How about that?
Okay. Your way is nicer.
Yeah, exactly. So they're all like hanging around. They're all like talking, and Jax is making small talk about like he's like, yeah, so I put that on the wall. I mean, I did this, I put this all together, I did this all. And they're like, really? He's like, no, I didn't do anything. It was all Brittany. I mean, she enjoys it. She just sits down and puts stuff right together. She just loves that. And you just can imagine like Brittany is like, well, I'm about to go get my mani pedi. Okay, Jax, I'll put together another one of your toilet scooters. Okay.
Pretty much. And I love when he's like, oh, yeah, I didn't do anything. The dad's like, now that I believe. The dad hates Jax. And Jax is like, you know, like, the dad doesn't like me, but I'm not going to just sit here and bow down to make sure he forgives me. You cheated on his daughter multiple times on national TV. Like, maybe, you know, sometimes it's okay to say you're sorry.
And then you brag about, because there's a fundraiser for Brittany's niece or nephew.
Oh, God. This is like, so Jax.
Yeah. So, you know, when there was this fundraiser, Jax said he was going to match whatever is raised. And so he's like, yeah, basically I bought Britt's brother a baby.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like he was
saying
it's like, look
at the baby.
But
the baby's getting so big. And Jax is like, yeah, it's almost like we were having a fundraiser for it like it was yesterday. I'm like, you're such an asshole, dude.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, you know what, though? Listen. At least he bought the baby instead of shoplifting it, okay?
I don't believe that he did buy that baby, first of all. And then they were having some like fundraiser at a Chili's. And he's like, whatever we raise at this fundraiser, I'll match it. I'm like, well, how much did they raise? You know, for all we know, Jax could have given them $20 and that girl bought some sperm on Craigslist.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's never going to let it go for the rest of his life. He's going to be like at the first communion, like, hi, baby, I bought. Hi,
yeah,
paid for you.
I generally do not ever believe anytime someone on Bravo says they're going to match someone's donations. I think the only time, because remember there was that big issue with Kenya and Nene where they were like, fine, I'll pledge something like, I'll pledge $20,000 to Detroit schools if you will. And they're like, fine. And then Kenya did, and then Nene never did, of course.
Yeah. So then Mama gives her speech. She's like, Jax and Brett have had some ups and downs, but it's worked out real good. How has it worked out real good, Mama? Okay, you fucking betrayer. You and the mother are both fucking fame whores, okay? You're letting this guy get away with anything because you get a little money in a TV show and a bought and paid for granddaughter. I don't appreciate it. You're sending your daughter down a life of misery. Shame on you, Mama. Shame on you. There, I said it.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is probably just like a family of women who are just like, as long as he provides, you know? Like, well, yeah. you know, boys will be boys. I think there's probably like a lot of that going on. You know, that's usually what
as long
happens.
As he doesn't kiss another man.
Yeah, exactly.
So then Jax is like, hold on, guys, I want my dad to be here. And he pulls out like a little box where he's storing his dad. And I'm like, really? A cardboard box, Jax? Really? Like a card box?
Could you empty out an Altoids tin? Can we just upgrade this a little bit?
I am impressed that he wasn't just mixed into the fireball. But still, Jax.
Actually, that would have been cute. To be fair, it would have been cute if, like, if, as, I mean, his dad has left a prized vessel. Why not? I mean, that would, I actually think that would be nice. In the fireball. Because,
you know, they just drink it in that house, you know? No bottle of fireball is safe.
That's true. Even if it's empty. So now we go to brunch with Billy.
Yeah, he'll just fuck it then.
We're really, so...
I don't care. That's the side of bed I woke up on this morning, okay? You're just going to have to survive this.
We're just, like, tearing apart families, generations of families, making fun of dead people.
They're sending their daughter off to marry Jax. Fuck them. That is not a good family.
I know. It also seems like they've raised Brittany to have one goal in life, which is to get married, which I think is sad, honestly. I know there are a lot of people who love getting married and want to be a bride and all that. But for me personally, I think it's crazy when someone has just like a singular devotion to this like one thing. And then, of course, once that happens, then it gets redirected onto, you know what?
Babies.
Oh, my God. I already am like terrified for her Facebook friends who are going to have to deal with all this shit on their feed. I mean, we all know these people. Okay. It's just it's a lot for those of us who are not as enthused about it.
Yeah. And also, I think it would be more helpful if it ended this season. You know, if it was like the season finale is their wedding in Kentucky and everybody goes and has a little fight there and then we all cry and it's over. Okay, but it's not. It's going into next season. That's a big plot for next season, too.
And then when she does get pregnant, then we're going to watch her get pregnant. And it's going to be a very special pregnancy. It'll just be like, oh, you know what, like, babies ruin sitcoms, and you know what? They ruin reality shows too sometimes. And I think Vanderpump Rules cannot support a baby. We cannot have a baby on this show. Okay.
Yeah, the only episode I want to see of that is when she gives birth to a chalupa. Okay.
Or a hockey puck.
Yeah. It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Oh, so let's go to brunch with Billy.
Corner. Corner, horny.
I fucked a basketball team, a baseball team, a hockey team, and a wiffle ball team.
Corner.
So Sheena shows up to brunch with Billie Lee, and she's wearing like a white t-shirt, and like she's like cinched like a leopard belt around it. And she goes up to Adam, who's also wearing a white t-shirt, and she goes, so this is what I found in your closet this morning, and like this is what I found in my car. So I sort of like put it together, okay? He's like,
Sheena.
Oh my God.
Sheena should have a style show just based on shit she has in her trunk, you know? Like, yeah. Take one piece from some dude you fucked, and then a piece from your trunk.
Seriously. Probably better than half the stuff we've seen on Project Runway though, so far this season. So, she's like, I know I told you that my friend Ethan is back in town, and he, like, wants to meet me for dinner, so, like, I think I'm gonna do that tonight. Adam's just like, gotcha, cool, great.
He's like, okay, I'll be honest. When you went on dates with other people, I didn't care. But like we're staying at each other's house like every night.
I'm like, well, make up your fucking mind, okay? I hope Sheena fucks a whole football team right in front of you.
Drink. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
And if you're going to audition to be on this show by fucking Sheena, A, you wouldn't be the first. So I can't really fault you for that. You know, half this cast is on it because they fuck somebody. I'm looking James Kennedy.
But Sheena like, was our least, entry into this world.
Yes, but at least, like, do something. You know, James Kennedy fucked Kristen to get into the world, but he still, like, does things now.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just sit there and, like, not be into Sheena. That's what all the cast does.
Exactly. And then Sheena, who is trying so hard to, like, play it cool and be like, no, I'm just having fun. I'm just, like, a single girl who loves sex. She's like, if you don't want me hanging out with other people, and I clearly don't want you hanging out with other people, then, like, why aren't we just dating? I mean, like, right.
He's just, like, dead-eyed, like, corner. So, yeah, she's like, why aren't we just dating? And he's like, I don't know if I'm ready to be with someone exclusively. And she's like, yeah, but look at this guy. And, of course, this is such a Sheena date. It's like some bachelor reject with freshly, you know, waxed brows that are still red because they're so fresh, showing his, like, boxers under his pants on Instagram. Like,
right.
That's like, so Sheena.
Yeah. So they come to an agreement that Sheena's just not going to post anything about this date.
Yeah.
And then she like walks away and Adam's like, good talk. Which I thought was funny because like watching these two is like the exact opposite of like Frost Nixon. You know, it's like whatever the great debates were, whatever the great like Lincoln
like frosting,
Douglas.
Frosting.
Yeah, the exact opposite.
Also, I love her. Okay, I'm going to totally go fuck other guys, but I won't post about it on Snapchat. Okay. That's like so right
Do people
now,
still use Snapchat, by the way?
I do. I'm on date 11 of a streak with my niece because she broke it on day 50. Okay? And I'm still pissed. I get that you're becoming a teenager. You have schoolwork, volleyball, tennis, cheerleading.
Better platforms to use.
Apparently not. Well, you know what? Until the other filters catch up, until I can be a bunny face on something else, I'm into Snapchat for life. Okay?
Fine. So now we get a new Trixie ballad.
Everything. I'm telling off everything today. I'm like,
yeah, we're mad at everyone. So now we get like a Trixie. It's like a ballad. It's a little slower. And she's like, this is the life of mine is... This life of mine is all so new. It's all so new. This life of mine.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Lord of the Rings, Trixie Monocle. Here's the song she should be singing. Mamaw betrayed Brittany, but Brittany doesn't know it yet.
Doesn't. Yeah, so now we're at
Filene's basement dress barn.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to like Lorelai's. By the way, Laura Lee had a new movie out this weekend. How about that?
What was it?
It was called Under the Silver Lake. I think that's what it was called.
Oh, geez.
Wow. It's about the sewage system in Silver Lake, Los Angeles. Really fascinating.
And she's dating it.
Yeah. So, Laura Lee, please come back to this show. It needs you. It's time. It's time to come back.
Yeah, Laura Lee, get off your high horse of your highfalutin movie times. Get back on Vanderpump Rules. Lala just did a scene with Al Pacino, okay? And she talked about how much she's really earned this.
Wow.
She's like, people can talk about my connections, but I know that I earned this. Earned it. Hashtag earned it.
I wonder if they shared stories about being in mob movies and how they've just been so critically maligned and how Hollywood's just not ready for things like Gotti or The Godfather.
It's like, Al, I know it was really rough for you when people couldn't get into Donnie Brasco, but you know, I've been there.
Yeah, Hollywood's just not ready to accept mobsters as part of as a viable genre.
Oh, good. Okay, so we're in the Filene's basement dress barn with Brittany.
It's like
for
the Filene's basement, okay? It's like there's a basement under the basement. It's like, you know, into that movie Disturbia?
Filene's basement, like a underground parking for the basement.
This is like under the Silver Lake. This is like Filene's under the Silver Lake right now, okay? And there's like an underwater river with like a little boat that has a phantom of someone wearing a mask. You get on and it'll take you to the dresses. Okay, that's what's going on under the, in this Filene's basement.
So Stassi sees all the dresses. She's like, I'm about to orgasm AF. And the clerk's like, oh my god, on TV. You guys made it down through the 19 stories and through the underground river.
Did the chandelier hit you? No? Okay, good. We get concerned about that. Sometimes our gatekeeper doesn't like it when people come in. So so Kristen's in like full bridal Mariposa mode. Mariposa, caw, caw. She's like, do you have anything with a cape? She wants something with a cape. You have a cape?
And Stassi's like, yeah, she needs like a princessy vibe. She's literally getting married in a White Castle, so.
Like a literal White Castle.
And like now the girls are wondering why they haven't been asked to be bridesmaids yet. Stassi's like, I have to pick out the dress, so am I a bridesmaid or not? Like, what the fuck? Okay.
She's like, why is no one excited AF about the fact that we're going to be bridesmaids? I'll tell you why no one's excited. Because now your calendar is gonna be booked for the next 5 weeks. Yeah. Every single thing is going to be an event for you. That's why no one's excited.
Yes, I would not want to be a bridesmaid in this wedding. Like you would need a second job just to keep the amount up of the expense.
Yeah, the amount of money. There'll be a Vegas trip, and then there'll be a trip to the. There'll be a picnic at the beach, and then there's probably going to be like a girls' night, and then there's going to be a Palm Springs getaway.
And I'm sure it's all catered by Hooters, class. But you know, Hooters is not as cheap as the people who work there. Okay. It's just not as cheap as you would think it is. Stassi.
How dare you? It's a fine establishment. Just kidding. It's awful. So anyway.
I don't know why I'm in such a shit mood today. I'm actually in a really good mood. That's the thing, you know?
It's because, you know what?
I'm meaner when I'm in a good mood.
We started off because, you know what? Because when we talked about Belle walking around annoying everyone in town, which I think we've actually mentioned that before. I think we come back to that every now and then about that. Like, we're still, like, quietly going to fight the fight that Belle is a maniac. And I think that when we start a podcast talking about Belle, it just gets under our skin. Like, it's hard to be the only ones who see this, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe that's why I triggered. So Brittany comes in, she's like, oh my gosh! These are so beautiful. I got chills. Look, I got goosebumps. I got goosebumps.
I got chill bumps. Oh. You ever see a chill bump and a goosebump? I got little geese in my arms. They're bumping.
So
she's that person that makes you look at her goosebumps so that you can witness the fact that she felt something. Like, congratulations.
Yeah, and like, how many times you have to say, I'm getting married in a castle, so I feel like a princess. I feel like a princess.
Is this a cape? Is this a cape?
I have a friend.
Is this a cape?
Is this a cape?
Is this a cape? Is this a cape?
I don't have anything on my desk today. I cleaned it. Just this little napkin. Is this a cape, Kaka?
Is this Kaka? Is this a cape? Does it fit? Is it a finger cape?
It's like, no, it's a handkerchief.
So Brittany is also this person. She's like, I've been thinking of getting married my whole life. And finally, it's my turn. I have a friend who does that with everything. Like, oh my God, I'm getting married. It's my turn. Oh, I'm pregnant. Finally. It's my turn.
It's like, bitch, it's always your turn. It's like, I'm getting a croissant. It's my turn. Hashtag, that was also me.
If you're just willing to settle, life is your lazy season, okay? It's always your turn.
I mean, the truth is, if I were a straight woman, I think I'd be a monster. I think I would pretty much be Brittany. I think that's why I have so much anger, is because I see too much of myself in her. So Brittany tells a really fascinating story. She goes,
when growing up, I actually had my size Barbie that was like my size, obviously, but it was the wedding one, so I'd wear her wedding gown all the time.
And the producer's like, who was she getting married to? She goes, you know what? I don't even think she was marrying anyone. I just like the dress. I was like, well, you know, you're so on the nose right now.
Yeah. She's like,
you know what? That's why, you know, I always tell myself, this dress is so pretty, I want to grow up and get married. I don't even care who the guy is. I literally will take any kind of guy just so I can get married. And now I got Jax.
Pretty much. It's like, I dreamt of that dress, now I'm going to have it. Look, here's the train. I've always dreamt of trains.
Oh, God, you should see me try to ride Malibu Barbie's car, though. Oh, difficult. I was so jealous of that gremlin.
As a matter of fact, it kind of looks like Jax in one of those classic cars he drives around now. It's like Donkey Kong in the tiny little car on Mario Kart.
I think maybe that's why I'm attracted to him, because he could try to drive the car that I was wanting to drive. We could have a dream house.
So Mama's talking to the witches, and she's like, I was married 54 years, and Brittany's mom was married 54 times. It's our lucky number! And Stassi's like, that is like the longest time ever. She's like, only a day to be. I miss him so much. And it's really sweet because Mama's sweet, even though I hate her today. But she's like sweet in general.
Yeah, she's generally sweet, even though she like leads her daughters down the wrong path.
She's sweet, even though she condones abuse. But she's telling this sad story, you know. And I'm like, oh, Mama. And Kristen's like swiping through her phone. She's like, oh.
I'm on cape.com trying to find some options.
So
apparently you can get a cape that's made of cod. Crazy.
And
so
positive attitude Katie's like, yeah, well, last year they were broken up like three times, so this is nuts. It's like, God, thanks for bringing in that sparkling positive attitude, Katie.
Exactly. And then Sherry's like, you know what, I was never going to give up on Jax. Never, ever, ever. And then when his dad died, he told me, I want to be the man that my dad wants me to be. So I'm glad I didn't give up on him. I'm like, I don't like this narrative of, like, you're never going to give up on him. How about, like, where's your self-worth in this? Where's your daughter's self-worth in this? I think if Jax's transformation really is true, great. Truly great. But honestly, like, what you basically taught your daughter is like, it's like, not like, oh, it's not, you're not teaching her, oh, it's good to have faith in people. You're saying, even though this guy did you so wrong, you should still be by his side.
Because he's on TV and he has money now. So she'll stand by Jax as long as Bravo does. I'll give her that. So then they're all talking about what a shithead Jax is. And because Sherry's like, also change. I was like, really? And then Kristen's like, yeah, you know, I haven't been Jax for like, what, a year? And they're like, yeah, I haven't been Jax. I'm like, this is so sad. Everybody's sitting around talking about like, oh, well, he hasn't fucked me over in like 2 weeks. And by the way, Kristen, it was literally like 2 weeks ago, at least Showtime, that Jax was telling everybody that you really did fuck James in Mexico. So I don't know. I mean, I don't know what scale you're judging on, but.
I'm not sure. So so now we go over to a tattoo parlor on Melrose where Jax and his sister are going to get tattoos to celebrate their father. And they're talking about, you know, Jax is saying, like, isn't it weird that mom's not here? And Jenny's, you know, she's like, well, you got to do what you feel. And we learn, you know, more about how, like, the mom didn't tell the kids that that the dad was in ICU at the end there. And so, like, for a while we've been blaming Jax for it because we're like, well, why didn't you call your mom? Like, we sort of felt like this was, like,
well, Jax. You said that before.
No, I know. But we still, like, felt like it was Jax was, like, warping the truth. But now, like, hearing Jenny, I'm like, oh, wow, that does sound – that is, like, really fucked up. And that is really, really sad what happened.
Yeah, it is really sad. Jax says, well, I don't know – you know, I don't know. What if somehow or some way Dad told her to do that, like, not tell us certain things? And for Jax to even say that, I don't think Jax really thinks that deeply, no offense. And I think that's probably what the mom told them. It was like, he didn't want me to tell you, you know? And I don't know. I don't know the truth, but – I just think, like, not to invite your mom to your wedding over something like that, like trying to protect your feelings while your dad is dying. You know, maybe the dad had pride and he didn't want them there. But whatever happened is really sad, and I'm not going to make fun of it. But I will say you're a motherfucker for not inviting your mother to your wedding and treating her like a leper.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think it's a sad situation. I think ultimately it's a very, very sad situation, regardless of the fact that it's like Jax or not. I think it's a sad situation. But that being said, now you only have one parent. So like, rather than like just not invite your mom to like the most important day of your life, aside from the day that you got offered a job to work at Tampa at a local hockey team, I think that, you know, invite her and like deal with it later. You'll regret this the rest of your life. Invite her, talk it through, find out what she was thinking. Don't do this, Jax. Don't do it. Don't Jax
Come
your mother.
Come back, Jax. So, do you want to say anything else about that scene? Because it's sad.
I just thought it was funny. I've forgotten that Jax got a tattoo for Carmen. Carmen's like from the forgotten era of Vanderpump Rules, around like that season 3, season 4 time.
I will never forget.
Carmen. Me? Mine? Used to say she looked like seagulls in Finding Nemo. Mine?
So, back at the bridal store, Brittany's like, I feel like a princess!
Oh, God. I really look like one. Are you ready to see a princess now? Like, everything she said was about being a princess. She's like, do I look like a cruise line? Specifically, the Princess Cruise Line? Because I'm a princess.
And then Kara's taking pictures of her. Kara's her best friend. And she's like, Kara is so important to me. I knew she'd be my mother. My mom and her. Before I even knew Jax would be my husband. And Brittany likes the first one the best. Like, who cares? Why am I writing this shit down? So then Brittany's like, could you do me a favor, dress lady? Tell Katie to come down here. I need to talk to her. She's the one with the cheetah print shirt and cheetah print arm. Yeah, that one.
She's scowling. Looks like she's having a terrible time. She's trying to fold laundry, even though there is none. Just her muscle memory. That one.
Looks like she's trying to poop out a turtle. That one.
She's going for the ranch dressing. Yeah.
So Katie comes back to, like, the back area. She's like, hi. She's like, Katie, I want you to be my matron of honor. Or, as I like to call it, my old lady soul, dour elderly friend of honor.
Katie, you've always smelled like rose water and fart. So I want you to be my maid of honor, Katie. And Katie's like, I don't know what that is. And I'm not an old matron. And I don't know if I have to put on a bonnet and churn butter at her wedding. You know, Katie's such an asshole on this show that when people act like that, it makes you think they're smart. It makes me think they're smart. Like when people act snotty, I just assume they're smart. But for Katie to think being a matron of honor means she's going to have to put on a bonnet and churn butter at a wedding.
Well, honestly, I would not be surprised with Brittany. Hi, Katie. Here is your honorary butter churner. And here's some milk. Get to it. The buns are going to be served in an hour. We're hoping to have all the butter ready by cocktail hour. So if you could sit next to the cellist that's playing Pachelbel's Canon, that'd be great.
So the girls sense something's going on, but Kristen's trying to, like, keep herself busy with the baby. She's like, hey, baby, come here. Come to mama, baby.
Caw-caw,
baby.
Caw-caw. Mariposa. Mariposa. Is that baby wearing a cape? Is that a cape on the baby?
So then the next song is,
I don't really care what you think. I'm going deep. I'm doing me. I'll do it all by myself.
Oh, we get a call back. With me and going deep.
Yep.
So James is at Sir, and he like walks up to this girl named Monica, who's like one of the managers there, and she just stares at him like, really, you're back again?
Yeah, she just looks at him like, ew. She looks at him like, I looked when I pictured Katie churning butter. I was like,
Katie would make the worst butter too. She wouldn't even churn it right. She would just be slow.
Leave it to Katie to ruin butter for me. Yeah,
I know. She just, it'd like, be like a runny
effort into it.
Broken she's butter.
She's just like fold. She's just like putting her laundry in it and then sitting on the couch.
You're like, this is ranch, Katie. I just do what I feel is right.
So yeah, this manager hates James, but he goes to find Lisa and he's like, "Hello." Sorry. He's like, "Hello. I finally found you, Lisa. Finally found you." And she's like, hello, James.
I was just about to buy a new set of pussy bows. Fine, go on, tell me something.
Like, well, I had 20-something messages from you, James. A little obsessive, don't you think? And he's like, no, not obsessive. It's just plucky. I'd like to call it plucky. It's like, what do you want, James?
Oh, that's the sort of 23 messages, the sort of thing that detail-oriented person like me would do, because I have a lot of great ideas for see you next Tuesday. Like, I was thinking, Lisa, I could bring in an astrology laser, and then we could put us on the ceiling. I'll be like a space party kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, James,
look, aliens.
James, have you seen the lounge that you DJ in? This is not a planetarium, okay? You are not going to be putting astrology on the ceiling,
Also, this place is already alien themed. Have you seen the faces of the staff? Okay, this is all Instagram plastic surgery faced staff. Okay, it's already alien themed.
This is like Close Encounters of the 5th, 6th, and 7th kind.
So Vanderpump's like, "You don't. What part of you don't work here anymore? Don't you understand, Jamesy Wamsy?" And he's like, "Yeah, but everyone else has been real lazy with their night, and they're not coming to work, and they're not doing it right. I mean, you put on your underwear and you dance on a bar." And James, poor James, is beaten down. And, you know, I've been on James's side, I feel like, for most of the season. But at this point, it's like, you're fired. Go get a new job.
Your job, like, the other job that they showed him midway through the season was significantly better than doing Sir. I mean, he was, like, at an actual club, not in, like, the back room or the side room of, like, a restaurant that serves Patagonian toothfish.
Yeah, and he really should have taken the time that he had to get with all the lower cast members, Billy Lee, Jesse, you know, all those people, and just started fights with each other. They could have taken over this whole show, because God knows nothing else is happening this season. And so I guess I don't feel as bad, because I feel like he's wasted an opportunity here. Okay, there.
Yeah, so she's just like, he's begging for his job, and Lisa's like, it's not going to happen. And he goes, oh, come on, Lisa, come on. He's like, he's like literally whining to her now. That's what he's been reduced to.
Yeah, and she's like, this is the third time, James. Stop whining like a 2-year-old that stabbed her foot. Have you been drinking? And he's like, well, I mean, a couple of beers here and there. Yeah, and she's like, oh, Jesus.
Because that's not really drinking. James. James, you need to. Okay, here's the thing, James. You fell into this trap like 2 episodes ago, and you lost brunch with Billy Lee. So even if you have been drinking a couple of beers, and I really don't advocate this for people who are trying to be sober to lie, but at this point, just lie. Honestly, why do you keep telling her that you were having a couple of beers?
What do you think a couple of beers means to James?
Yeah,
you know, I think he's saying a couple of beers because he's sure that she's already heard that he's trashed all over the place, you know? Mm-hmm. And that's his right to do that. Like, I'm not drunk shaming him. I'm just saying, like, if you promise someone that you're going to quit drinking to keep your job and then you don't do it, don't come in here fucking crying, you know?
Yeah,
I'm kind of getting sick of watching James cry, and he's, like, literally sitting here crying and begging again. Like,
yeah,
do something.
And he has
else.
This, like, this whole weird, he keeps saying things like, "Sir is my home. I grew up here from scratch. This is where I live. This is the pizza oven. I spent my fuzziest memories, my warmest, fuzziest memories, Lisa. I had terrible memories growing up, and my first fuzzy memory was about the pizza oven,
yeah.
Lisa.
I can't believe I wasn't given one last chance. Like, how many chances do you get? My God.
We've been having this scene with you for 3 seasons.
Yeah, she's like, you're a person who should never have another drink, and you'll screw up your entire life over it. But you won't do it here, James. And he's like, bye, Lisa. So he stomps off. And then this is my favorite way to get out of a Vanderpump Rules scene. Every time they end a scene and the girl is mad, she's like, goodbye, James. Phone swipe. We see Sheena do it. We see Lala do it later in the episode. It's my favorite swipe. My favorite way to get out of a scene.
Good swipe. Yeah. It's a good thing. So then we go over to TomTom, where Tom Sandoval and Stassi and Kristen and Ariana are at a table, and Tom Sandoval is just, like, cramming a sandwich into his mouth like he hasn't eaten in, like, 4 weeks. And so Ariana's talking about how Lisa really pissed her off with what she said. Apparently, Tom and Tom were with Lisa doing press with, like, a food blog, and the interviewer asked something like, so, Tom and Tom, have you guys been really, like, stepping it up now that you own a bar? And Lisa interjected and said, oh, tell them where you just were. Stepper uppers. Ooh.
And she's like, hello. She told them to go to Mexico. And now she's, like, turning on them on Extra about it. Extra.
Yeah. And Ariana, like, then Ariana goes, I mean, like, if she thinks that, like, Tom is such an idiot, then that means that I'm an idiot for dating such an idiot. And, like, that's not cool. I'm like,
are you just getting that now? How long have you been on this show? I don't know. I'll say it again. I think that her big thing is like, oh, I'm giving a restaurant to these two rascals. And that's she's going to do that forever because that's like the shtick of it. I don't get it. And also, I wouldn't be so – I mean, I guess if you're offended, then you should tell somebody. You know, why do you treat us all like idiots? It makes us look bad and it doesn't make me feel good. I don't know how she handles it.
Well, Ariana's going to handle it soon enough because she says she's going to talk to Lisa Vanderpump about it at the engagement party. I'm like, well, good luck with that, Ariana.
Good luck. Well, we see in the previews for next week, Lisa going, it was a joke.
Now, who are you again, darling? Have we ever interacted?
Which I'm pretty sure everybody's sick of hearing from Lisa Vanderpump at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So, she's like, yeah, I'm going to talk to Lisa. And Tom's like, well, you know, we're closer than ever with Vanderpump, bro. But, yeah, we are kind of her punching bags. And she's like, well, I'm going to talk to her. And Stassi's like, I wouldn't do that. Like, it's like, I should know how much that sucks. And then we get a clip of one of my favorite scenes of all time. You're not important enough to hate. Sit down.
Yeah. So then Adam joins the table, and they start talking about Sheena being out on a date. And, like, what's the deal with Adam? How does he feel about that? And he's like, I'm just, like, not ready for a relationship right now. And Stassi goes, she's like, Adam, like, I want you to care because Sheena really likes you, which I thought was funny because that's sort of Stassi's way of undermining, because what every man wants to hear is that the girl that he's, like, casually having sex with, the girl really, really likes him.
Yeah, she really wants a relationship with you. I hope you can get on board. She really wants your babies.
Yeah, I feel like Stassi, like really went under the radar with that undermining line right there, even though it was, like, supposed to be supportive. Stassi's never supportive, Sheena.
Adam, I don't care about Adam. I think he's just using her to get on this show. I don't care about him. He's like,
I don't know. He's pretty. He can just sit there. Like, what I like about Adam is that he's pretty but doesn't take up a lot of bandwidth. You just look at him here and there, and it's like, oh, that's nice to look at.
Yeah, he's an easy
download. It's like a nice vase.
So then we go to Sheena on her date. And like I said, he's like fresh from the eye waxer. His eyes are pink. And I'm like, cheese ball. The guy's like a total cheese ball. And she gives him a huge glass of rosé or whatever. She's like, what you got? So canis.
And then Sheena tells us like the story. This is Sheena's dating life in a nutshell. She goes, I'm 33, but Botox helps me look 26 still. So like every 25-year-old like wants to like ask me out, and I'm like, yes, please, make my dinner, go down on me.
I'm all for it.
And then this guy's like,
by the way, also a generous self-assessment that the Botox is making her look 25. Did she mean 25 years older? Is that what she meant?
Yeah, Botox generally does not make you guys look younger. Sorry to be the one to have to tell you. So this guy's such a cheeseball. He's like, yeah, slap that meat. Oh, yeah, I love a good slab of meat. Oh, jeez. Yeah.
He is such the perfect example of like an Instagram thought. Like he is Instagram fully thought, like, you know, yeah. You know, he's got like 78,400 followers, and it's like a lot of like pictures of him shirtless, and then like him at LA Fitness doing a selfie, and it's like probably like hashtag aesthetics, and then like pictures at the beach, and then like pictures with like a bro with their arms crossed like this.
Yeah, he probably has like butt waxing, you know, butthole waxing videos on like fans only.
You know, tons of Coachella shit. You know, there's like this past weekend there was like about 45 photos of him with a little bandana over like his lower, over his like mouth, you know, and like getting excited about like Kanye.
Yeah.
Even though Kanye wasn't there.
Sheena immediately drops her promise to Adam. And start snapping. She's like, oh my god, my friends are asking me about my day, so I'm totally snapping my ass. So she starts snapping it. And then we go back to the restaurant, and everyone's phone's like, bloop, 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 because Sheena's updates keep coming up. Which I find hilarious that people don't have Sheena muted on their phones. Like, I don't believe this. I believe this was some serious sound effects.
Yeah, I don't even believe that. Like, she has been on Do Not Disturb for this entire cast for about 4 years now, okay?
Yes.
No one's getting a Sheena notification, especially not from Snapchat, you know? So Ariana and Stassi get these, like, texts of, like, Sheena with Ethan, like, we're making zucchini over dinner, and he's slapping me.
And he's, like, leaning, he's, like, putting her against the wall with his butt. He's like, yeah, you want some salt? Watch out for my ripped pocket.
His ripped pocket. That's right. Oh, God. Ripped pocket's the name of his band. So then, and you know, by the way, he's the sort of guy who totally has like a tribute to Nipsey Hussle on his Instagram, even though he's never even heard of Nipsey Hussle until 3 weeks ago. You know that, right? You know that. So anyway, so Sheena is... first of all, also, we have to mention the fact that Sheena is holding this giant wine glass that says, wine here on it. I was like, I found this really amazing novelty glass at Marshalls. I love going to Marshalls. And I found, like, the best glass at Marshalls. It says, wine here, because guess what? I like to drink wine here.
So Ariana's like, okay, look at – I'm sorry, Adam. I'm sorry to have to be the one to tell you this, but she's snapping her date. Here, look. She shows him, and Sheena's like, carrots! Oh, my God!
She's like, look at carrots. I love root vegetables. She is, like, so impressed with those carrots. I mean, they were big carrots, but they were, like, the size of, like, three Sheenas.
She was hilarious. So then she's like, she's talking about the steak, and she goes, I prefer too little to one bag. So have you ever had a threesome? And he's like, how about you? Like, I just got on national TV. Are you really going to make me talk about butt sex right now? Come on. And he's like, how about you? And she's like, well, in my early Hollywood, she tells us, she's like, in my early Hollywood years, I met Packers and Lakers and Spurs. And sometimes there was more than one person involved. It was just fun times in Hollywood.
Yeah, I meet like t-ball teams and like intramural volleyball teams and like croquet teams and like, I don't know, it just got real wild.
It just keeps up the Bravo tradition where young people on Bravo are like, I'm not a whore, how dare you? I haven't had sex with anybody, you know, like the arguing, like the la-la for a season. Like, how dare you call me a Saudi yacht whore, you know?
Yeah.
And then the second they start feeling old, they're like, I'm a whore, I'm fucking everybody, I can still fuck.
I'm sexually viable. I'm viable. I love the carrots. And I love, by the way, that they like they so they sit down to dinner and like cheers to dinner. And then we just the camera just cuts to the cat and the cat just gets up and walks away. The cat's just like, I am not sticking around for this date any longer. I was like, I had chosen this place on this shag carpet to have a very comfortable evening for myself. And you guys are ruining it. I want to go back to West Hollywood.
So then she tells Ethan, do you want a girlfriend? And he's like, you know, if it happens, it happens. Stick in my pocket. Let's see where it takes me. And she's like,
she's like, you know, it's funny because, like, I've never been that woman who's like, I need to be married. I need to have kids. I'm like, I need to be an independent woman. I'm like, what? Wait, where was this, Sheena? And then, like, on the heels of her saying, I've never been that woman who, like, needs to be married, she goes, so how long are you here for? He's like, 3 weeks. He goes, oh, so do you want a girlfriend?
Oh, Shaneener. Yeah. So then back at the restaurant, Tom's like, what's harder, bro? Being with Sheena and being committed to her or watching her be with someone else? And Autumn is like, I don't even think about it. It sucks seeing it, I'll tell you that much. And they're basically like, dude, do you care or not, you know? And then he's like, well, you know, I'll just see how it goes. And Tom goes, dude, they're definitely fucking. And everyone starts cracking up at Adam. And he's mad. You
know? We know this because the cat has texted me saying, please get me out of this apartment. They're definitely fucking right now. And then we see Ethan and Sheena, like, making out on the bed. And then Ethan goes, oh, my mouth is getting tired.
So are your eyelids, his red eyelids. So Andy's like, I wrote this down because the Watch What Happens Live little interstitial came on. And Andy's like, Sheena Shea, God, I love it. She's up to her old ways again. She's going to be here tonight. Sheena's going to be here. Can't wait to see her. A girl from Summer House.
I totally saw that also. Coming up, we got Sheena Shea. Whoa, she's hilarious. And then after that, we have...
Oh. So, Vanderpump is at TomTom, and Lala comes in. She's like, oh my God, Lisa, it's beautiful here. She's like, yes, well, I'm so proud of it. What is it, Lala? Vanderpump is not in a good mood today with
she
anybody.
Is best. She's like, well, I'm glad you finally covered up your navel, little slut. Harlot. Yeah,
pretty much. She's like, are you wearing that tonight? I prefer it to what you wore last time. You look like you were going to a brothel. And Lala's like, that's a compliment to me, so.
Lala, let me give you a little bit of advice if you want to keep working here. It's called pussybow.com. Look into it.
You're with an older man now, and he wants to be proud of how you represent him. But, you know, you're not making him proud by yelling at Billy Lilo! I'm like, oh yeah, I'm sure Rand is just with her, so she'll make him proud.
yeah, exactly.
I'm not
Rand,
sure about Vanderpump's read on that.
Yeah, Rand is, exactly. So, so Lisa basically is like, listen... You know, I didn't like rake you over the coals about the way you acted at Billy Lee's brunch because you just went through something tragic the way I did. We both did it at the same time, so I understand. But that doesn't give you an excuse to act like a crazy raving fool. You need to get it together. And honestly, I was just talking to James, and I think he really benefited from having someone like you by his side who could like help him along. And so now Lala, who basically is like, oh, I'm in trouble with the boss, and I have to, like, I need to get back on Lisa's good side, is like, okay, shoo, Lisa, LVP, pew, 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 pew. Like, my dad would say, forgive James, so I'm going to forgive him.
I like that she's like, yeah, that's so me, like, helping people, like... that is
Billy
so
D,
me,
like James,
giving advice,
Raquel.
You know? And Vanderpump's like, grab those big ears and shake them. You know, like, if you don't like her sense of humor, I totally get it. Because she is always shading everybody. But she is always shading everybody. So.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there was a long time where I really felt like Lala was the best. And, like, Lala was the best. I loved Lala. But I feel like this season, I mean, maybe it's because she has gone through some real, you know, major trauma/tragedy. But I'm just not digging Lala so much anymore. It's like it breaks my heart. I don't know what it is. I think that like
she's being a dick, maybe.
Yeah.
She's been a fucking
dick
asshole
for the wrong reasons. Yeah. She's always like a dick, but a dick in a way that I think maybe we're also just suckers for when
she's
those girls all gang up on
dick,
someone.
And yeah, she goes with the girls who don't like. She won't like whoever the girls tell her not to. Like she's an asshole. She's the kind of person in school who's mean to you because the popular kids tell her to. You know.
I just
want to
make Lala great again.
Make Lala great again.
I do.
Good luck with that. Maybe you should make some hats. I hear those work. So now back at the brunch, Brittany's
well, now
like,
we go
all
to
right, everybody. What?
Well, you said back at the brunch, and I just want to clarify, now we go to brunch.
Oh, we're at a different Brittany party.
Semantics,
sorry.
Okay,
yeah,
semantics.
Totally different. It's a totally different party.
I'm just trying
party
to set the stage for those people who
need
a stage to be set.
Yeah, so we're back at another Brittany brunch there.
We're at Pump, and it's a brunch, and Brittany has set up, there's all these place settings, and everyone has, like, a little it's like a black box that looks like it has a Sonos speaker in it, you know, at every place setting.
Yeah, and she's like, "All right, open your tiny bottles. There's tiny messages in your tiny bottles."
Sorry, I want to interrupt one more time because I don't want you to ever get through this scene. So the way Brittany says, as she's setting up the tables, she says,
"I've been wanting to get married since I was a little girl, so every little detail is so."
And then my DirecTV receiver did that glitch thing where it just advances about a minute to 90 seconds. And I was like, wow, even DirecTV doesn't want to hear about this anymore. She's like, "I've been wanting to get married ever since."
DirecTV just starts recording recaps or starts recording the Lindsay Lohan repeats instead on E.
DirecTV is like, canceled. Canceled.
So Stassi's like, "Oh my God, how do your hands even make tiny things like this?"
Yeah. They have little scrolls that they have to open up that are inside the roses or something.
Yeah. And so Ariana's like, "So does this mean you want us to be bridesmaids?" And Kristen's like, "This conversation is making my shit my pants, okay? Clearly, I'd be the best maid of honor. Like, clearly, call. So Brittany's like, "Well, my best friend is my maid of honor, and Katie's my matron of honor. So maybe you could help her get a pashmina or something."
I was thinking, what are those old Russian ladies wear down the street in Santa Monica Boulevard, a babushka? You know? Something like that. Do you want to get a little walker? Can you get a bridal walker for her?
Yeah. Could you get some glue to keep her teeth in? That would be good. Thank you. So then Kristen's all mad, of course. And she's like, "Can't compete with the best friend. And I mean, Katie's married, so." So then she gives them their gift, which is the flower in the jar. And Ariana's like, "Oh my God, it's Beauty and the Beast, which is kind of the theme of your wedding."
"Oh, thank you for giving me this totally impractical bell jar with a flower inside. This is great. I am not going to put this next to Katie's tea towel in the Goodwill donation box at all."
Yeah. And Stassi's like, "Yeah, he is like the Beast. Like, he's big, he's sweaty, he has terrible manners, but, like, he loved Belle. And then he turned into Prince Charming and got an instant discount on boobs, like, on boobs he liked better than hers." So, you know,
yeah.
Yeah, it's just Disney. It's how Disney works.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my God. I don't know. The whole scene drove me nuts. So so now we go over to Lala and James at Tom Tom. So Lala's sitting outside. James comes up, and she's like, "Hey, James, I just wanted to check in on you. You know, just want to see how you're doing." And James, like, refuses to make eye contact with her. He's, like, looking. His eyes are darting all around like a dog, you know? And she's just like, could you, like, maybe make eye contact with me? Would that be so hard, you know?" And he's like, "So it's just very hard for me to look at you because you've been so mean to me and to Raquel and everything like that recently. It's like, you're a former friend of mine, you know? Good."
She's like, "I just can't, like, stop caring about someone. So I just want to know where your headspace is. I know you've been really low and, like, crashing and stuff." I'm like, you crashed into him.
Yeah.
Voila.
You were going to record with him. That was, like, going to be his, like, beacon of hope.
Yeah, he's like, "Well, honestly, I've been really good. You know, I've been seeing therapists, eating ice cream occasionally." And she's like, "Look, you know, like, here's the thing. Like, we could talk about things that I've done to people. You know, I'm not on some high horse. Like, I'm perfect. Could you pay attention?" And he's like, what do you want from me, you know? And yeah. She's like, he tells us, well, I miss Lola, but if you put this person next to her, they don't even compare, like, in a bad way. Like, she sucks, you know? And Lola's mm-hmm. like, well, I just see you getting kicked, and I'm just saying, like, next time you want to lash out, call someone, which is funny, because that's exactly what Ariana told her. And so it's just like she's copying what a caring person would say and repeating it to someone she doesn't give a fuck about, but the producers made her shoot with.
Exactly. And I like James's response. He's like, well, I'll actually call my therapist. I'm not going to call you.
Instead of Lala.
Someone actually helpful. Someone actually is going to try to support me. And Lala's like, I see you spiraling. And he's like, yeah, right. Okay. Right. He is so not in it. He's so over this conversation.
Like, bye. Yeah.
Which was I actually thought that was a sign of growth for him, because in the past he would have been like, I just want us to be friends again. I care for you. I'm so sorry about the things I say. I don't know why I say the things I do, mother. I don't know.
Because usually it's him who's doing the shitty things, but this time it's her, you know? It's like, how many times can you be, which I guess is her point too, like, how many times can you be fucked over by the same person?
Right.
But she's like, yeah, at some point he has to own what he's done. He's like, yeah, thanks for the chat. See ya.
Yeah, come on now. Come on.
So it was kind of sad, but also not really. I'm heartless.
Yeah, I mean, I would like them to be friends again. I realized that when the scene was ending, I was like, maybe like the greatest through line of the season is the story of James and Lala. But then I was like, okay, get over yourself, Ben. So then we go back to that brunch, and like everyone's like sitting around like, princess, old lady of honor. And then Sheena's just sitting there in the corner like, she's like texting, like, you know, she's like a loud texter with her fingernails, like. And then like, what's going on, Sheena? And she's like, so Autumn's probably going to like change what he's wearing, because he's like not going to want to match me anymore, because he's like fucking hates me. Like, I can't believe we're not going to match today.
And Ariana's like, oh yeah, how was your date? And Brittany's like, "Where you went on a date?
Are you in guy? Yeah.
And Sheena's like, oh my God, put me on blast much. This is about Brittany today. You got a lot about my day, but I totally didn't bring up right now when I said Autumn hated me.
Like, I just really wanted to match with Autumn today, and like, he doesn't want to match anymore. And I'm like, why don't you want to match with her anymore, Autumn?
And Sheena's like, whatever happened, don't ask, don't tell. I'm like, that's like a really old policy, actually.
Yeah, and it's like not like considered to be a positive policy. Also, you did tell, by the way.
Yeah, don't ask, don't snap, you know?
What about whatever happened to don't tell when not asked? You just told. You told and no one asked.
So Sheena's like, oh, this is about Brittany today. And Brittany's like, oh, it's okay. You know, you got your flowers in a jar and your time and messages in a bottle and everything else that I spent 19 months getting ready for you all. So, you know, let's make it about Sheena today.
Hey, what's girl time? So Sheena's crying. She's like, it's just like Autumn, he's been like saying like really nasty things, and like we've both been getting nasty to each other. And I'm like, he's like my best friend. I can't lose another best friend, especially not Autumn. I can't miss Autumn. I miss Autumn. I don't know. Like, who am I gonna match with now? Who am I? Like, magic is more than just like on Tinder. It's like what you wear. Okay.
And Saucy's like, that's weird, because she just told us that they were just best friends, and then we get a classic Sheena montage of going, hey, my best friend.
We're like best friends. We're best friends. Have you ever seen a best friend? Because that's what we are. We're two best friends. You know, we're like two friends, but we're the best. Like, have you seen best friends with the best? That was the most amazing, because that was like a long montage of short clips.
So then we get...
Oh, I also like Saucy. She goes, he's your best friend, and you're sleeping together. You're in a relationship.
Hey. It's like, I love my
friend. And my best friend. He's my best friend.
So Ryan then here. It's guy time at Tom Tom. Yeah. The dad and the cousins and the brothers and the friends and it's all the boys from Arkansas.
The brothers.
And, so we go over there, and the guys are like, I'll have a water. I'll have a Coke. I'll have an iced tea. I'll have a water. And Jack's like, vodka on the rocks.
I didn't even notice
every
that.
Every time, that's... the rest of my life.
So then there's like a lot of like small talk about like, well, it's a good thing it's not raining. It would be terrible if it rained. Oh, I hate the rain. You know what I don't like? I can't stand the rain on my window. No.
The guy goes, it never rains in California. And the dad goes, raining money. So the dad's like, raining my money. All right, now, what got me is Brittany showed us this picture of this huge rock, and people are all excited about it, and they're so excited about that ring. But what's good to me, you know what excites me? Faithfulness, Jax. That's what excites me. And Jax is like,
lame. She's like, the only thing I'm faithful to is my Pornhub account.
He's like, so, oh, I knew this would happen. And then Jax, God, Jax is such a pig. He's like, yeah, you know, it's terrible that my dad had to pass for me to become a better person. It's like, really? You're whipping out a dead dad card? Don't do that, Jax. Okay? Mm-hmm. Say I've been faithful. Who does that? That's so gross.
Yeah, exactly. So he's like, the dad's like, well, you know, you screwed up royally and it didn't please me at all and probably no one else. And Jack's like, oh, I was going through my own issues, you know, I was going through my own. Like, I feel like the answer is always like, I'm so sorry. Like, I was so mortified. That was the worst thing I ever did. But it's like, I was going through my own issues. Not a good answer.
Yeah,
not
like
a good answer.
The dad wasn't taking it either because the dad's like, I know you lost your dad. Now, you still screwed up, you know? And he's like, are you trying your best? Because that's all we're concerned about. And Jax is like, look, I know that I've messed up, but how many times are they going to give me the third degree?
Oh, my God. Which is a classic Jax line. And meanwhile, there's like one guy at the table, I think one of the brothers or brother-in-laws, who doesn't really say anything. He's just like watching with big bug eyes like,
yeah, that's a brother. That's his sister's husband or boyfriend. Yeah, he's like, yikes.
So then one of Brittany's brothers is like, well, Brittany seems to really care about you. Don't know why, after all you've done to her.
Yeah, and the brother's like, and Jax is like, all right, enough of that. You know, like, no. Then Jax goes, so, all right. You guys coming to the bachelor party? It's going to be bad. Nothing good is going to happen on that. I was like, he's just asking you if you're faithful, and you're like, you want to come fuck some strippers? At the bachelor party. Come on, Jax.
You know what was great is that my Skype totally disconnected during that, but I watched you on TV Party doing that entire rant. And it was great. I saw you pointing. I saw you doing this. And I didn't know what you were saying, but I felt it. I felt it strong.
He's so infuriating. And then some guy's like, well, are you going to ask for everyone's blessing again? You know, we want her to be loved and cherished. And Jax goes, yeah, but like, is she going to love and cherish me? Who's asking that? Yeah. And then he tells us, he's like, I don't know what part of the country these people are from. I'm like, you do. You've literally, you're getting married.
You actually literally know where they are. You're getting married in that part of the country in a castle, which barely makes sense. And then Jax is now he's like eating this cauliflower like a goblin. He is just like, he's just sitting there just like hunched over it, like answering their questions. Like, he's like, whatever, I don't care. I'm not loved and cherished. Like, why would she love and cherish this monster who's got cauliflower sauce all over his mouth like Homer Simpson?
And he's like, yeah, what do they keep saying? Am I going to love and cherish her? What about loving and cherishing me? What happened to taking care of your husband? Huh?
Mm-hmm. And Wes, the brother, is like, well, it's important in how you talk to each other. And Jack's like, well, I always have to have the last word. So, like, no matter what she says, I'm like, shut up, you stupid bitch. It works out pretty well.
God, he's such a pig. And then he's like, look, guys, I love Brit to death, which is always what he says before he fucks somebody over. And he's like, but I got to take care of this guy first, all right? I'm always going to be number one. Now, there's been discussion of this online where people are like, but you do have to take care of each other yourself first before you can take care of anybody else. Okay, guys, this is not an airplane where the airplane's crashing and then oxygen drops down and you have to give yourself oxygen before you give it to the baby. This is not the same thing, okay? Jax is being a total pig. And if you're going to read something into this statement that he just said and let him off the hook, what about what about her taking care of me? And what about, that guy's such a pig.
Wait, so he has to look after himself and she has to look after you too. How about you look after your partner and your partner looks after you? So that way, by you looking after your partner, you're essentially looking after yourself.
Yeah, and then I wrote caveman eating. And then,
he was like a caveman.
Yeah, and then Sheena is texting back at the thing. Wait, is this next week or did this happen right now?
Must be next week because that was the end of the episode.
Oh, it was? Wait, where's the eat the butthole part? Because Sheena's texting, and then they're like, hey, how'd you meet? And Kara's like, I saw Jax, and I said, hey, come over here and talk to my friend. And he said, I want to eat her a-hole right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was like interspersed with this. Yeah. I didn't even bother writing that down. I was like, I don't think I want to participate in this anecdote.
Well, there.
And they're like, her sister's right here. I mean, his sister's right here. And Jenny's like, yeah, sounds about right.
No. Well, that brings us to the end of another infuriating episode of Vanderpump Rules.
Not much happened yet. We found everything to happen with it. Sheena is like one of the few things that's keeping us through this season. Although I don't hate this season, I like it, but Sheena is truly the high point.
Yeah, for me too.
Adam used to be my high point, but now he like hates me. Like I used to match with my high point, and now I like match with my low point. I'm like,
Everybody, thank you so much for being here. We will be back tomorrow with Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And go get tickets for our live shows. Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Irvine, Baltimore, Nashville. Go get your tickets and go get your rosé all day. And damn it, I shouldn't have made two rosé shirts because I can't remember what they are. Rosé all day and straight to the rosé. Okay, everybody, thanks so much. We will see you next time. Bye.
A Sky Cinema original.
Do you remember the night we met?
Based on the true story behind Ted Bundy.
This is all gonna end.
It's only gonna end with the truth.
America's most notorious serial killer.
This case is about catching a monster.
Starring Zac Efron, Lily Collins, Kaya Scodelario, and John Malkovich.
Promise you'll never leave me.
Did you do these things, Ted?
Extremely wicked, shockingly evil, and vile. In cinemas and on Sky Cinema May 3rd.